Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the sixth chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Misha kinyal ishto v'nistara, if a man warned his wife against being secluded with a certain individual, and then she did so, afilu shalma me'of ha'poreach, even if he hears about it from a passing bird, yotzi v'yiten ksuba, he must divorce her, and he must pay her the value of her ksuba, and we'll see the parameters in which that is the case. The expression, heard from a passing bird, is like we would say, a little bird told me. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad sheyisu v'yitnu ba mozros balvana. He only needs to divorce her when it reaches the point that the women who spin by the moonlight, and spin means weave, when they're talking about it, that's the case where he has to take action and act to divorce his wife. Let us look in the Bartonuro. So he warned his wife and she secluded herself, even if he heard from a passing bird, shenistera, that she secluded herself. He must send her out and pay the value of her ksuba. Rabbi Eliezer l'taymei. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with what he had previously told us. Damar parakamas sira lo boy edus vafilu eved vafilu shivcha nemanim dahainu namik of apareach. So in the first chapter, Rabbi Eliezer said that we don't need regular legal testimony in order for the seclusion to be acted upon. He says even a slave, even a maidservant, and this is the kind of thing we're talking about when we talk about an ofa pareach, that it's somebody who in a normal legal proceeding would not carry that kind of weight. The Idkash Sasira Latuma, because the Torah compares the seclusion to her being defiled, being made impure, to huhu mehemniba, because anyone is believed in this matter. Hilkach nesra alav, and this is why she is forbidden to her husband. Vim ena rotza lahashkosa, yotzi v'yiten ksuba, and if he doesn't want to make her drink, if he doesn't want to put her through the soda process, then he has no choice but to divorce her and to pay her the value of her ksuba. So that's the circumstance in which he must divorce her and pay. Obviously, he still has the option of taking her to the Beis HaMikdash and going through the soda process. The second opinion in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad sheyisu v'yitnu ba mozros balvana, when the women who are spinning by the moonlight are talking about her. And first he defines the terms, the Bartonuro, Nashim hatovos l'or halvana, they spin at their spinning wheels by the light of the moon. Rabbi Yeshua l'tamei, and Rabbi Yeshua is also consistent with what he previously said, Da'amar mashka al pishnayim, because he told us that you do require testimony, you need two valid witnesses in order to cause her to drink. Mihu, mishiyisu v'yitnu ba mozros b'lvana b'pritzusa, michor hadavar v'yet v'tetze. But now it's reached a point where she's a matter of gossip. It's common knowledge. She's got a reputation for promiscuity, so he has to act upon it. To ha'afilu maya sulo budkila k'detani b'parakama. And once she's got this reputation, the Sota waters are no longer going to test her, as we learned in the first chapter, but to Harahi, it's based on her presumption of innocence. But a woman who has a reputation and not a presumption of innocence doesn't go through the process. So halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, and in this matter, the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, that a passing bird is not sufficient to cause a man to have to act on his previous warning. Let us continue now with Mishnah Beis. Amar Eid Echad, Ani Ra'isiha Shenitmes. If one witness says, I saw that she was unfaithful, she committed adultery, Lo Haisa Shosa, then she would not drink, because drinking only clears up a matter of doubt. If you have a witness, it's no longer a case of doubt. And it doesn't have to be our usual witness. It could even be a servant. It could even be a maidservant. Anyone is believed when it comes to this matter, even to cause her to lose the value of the ksuba. So if we don't know whether or not she committed adultery, he may have to divorce her, but pay her the ksuba because she has that presumption of innocence. Here, if we have a witness that she's guilty, then that witness causes her to lose the money that she would otherwise be paid upon divorce. Chamosa ubas chamosa, her mother-in-law, or her mother-in-law's daughter, which is one kind of sister-in-law, vitzarasa, and another wife of the same husband, Biavimta, and another type of sister-in-law. This is the brother's wife, Ubasbala, and her husband's daughter. Hare Elu Nemanos, they are also believed to testify against her that she was unfaithful. Volola Pasla Miksubasa, but they cannot cause her to lose the value of the ksuba. Elishalotishte, they only keep her from drinking. So they satisfy the situation that there's no doubt. She doesn't go through the process to clear up the doubt because there is no doubt, but because they have this dislike of her, potentially. That's not an uncommon thing, unfortunately. They would have motivation to lie, and therefore they cannot cause her to lose the value of the ksuba. Again, let us look in the Bart Neuro. If someone says, Ani rasi hashe nitmes, I saw that she committed adultery, ba'oso sasira, when she was under this case of warning, shehialpi edim, the Rabbi Yeshua, which was done through witnesses according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, or according to alpi of hapareach, the Rabbi Eliezer, a passing bird, in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Lo haisa shosa, she would not drink. Teirecha neman ba, because a single witness is believed in this case. Af lahafsida ksubasa, shiraglaim ladavar. Even to cause her to lose the ksuba, a single witness is believed, because there's already a basis to hang it upon. Raglaim ladavar, as we discussed at the end of Tractate Nazir, is an expression that means the matter has legs. So since there is a basis already established, this pretty much just reinforces what we already believe. Afla pasla miksubasa, even to cause her to lose the ksuba. Shlo tishte velo titol ksuba. So she neither drinks nor collects the ksuba. Basbala, her husband's daughter, Meisha Acheres, from another wife. Hare elu ne'manus, and they are believed to testify that this woman was unfaithful. La'edu zu, they are believed in this testimony. Afal pi shehein poslos l'chol shar edus shehu l'rasa, even though they are not believed in any other testimony that would be against this woman, that would be negative to this woman. L'fi shehatorah hemina kol edus sheyeshba, because the Torah gives credibility to any testimony against the woman in this circumstance. Omihu lo l'pasla miksubasa, but they can't cause her to lose the ksuba, hoil v'sonos osa, because there's the potential for animosity, elish lo tishte. So their testimony is only believed enough to keep her from going through the sota process. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will learn Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet, which is also the balance of this chapter.